The black flag of Muhammad adopted by the group Islamic State is something more than just a flag. It, along with many symbols of other terrorist groups, hints at the increasing importance of branding to irregular forces in Iraq, Syria, Colombia and around the world. That's the thesis, at least, of Arthur Beifus, a former United Nations counter-terrorism analyst who, along with the Italian designer and art director Francesco Trevini-Bellini, created Branding Terror, a groundbreaking handbook to the brands of terrorist groups, dealing with everything from the Pantone codes required to reproduce them to press essays of their causes, their methods, and their victims. Beifus began research for the book by gathering some official lists of designated terrorist organizations. I asked him about his rationale.
Well, the reason for taking those lists was to step away from making a political statement. So basically to step away from deciding who is a terrorist and who is not. And I took the lists of Australia, of the European Union, India, Russia and the United States. They have designated foreign terrorist lists. And I collated all the groups in there in one list. And then I included those ones in the book that have a logo, or that have a logo I could find through open sources.
It seems like the brands must be more important now that groups have websites and that groups make videos. It seems much more important that there is televisual branding and web branding.
Yes, exactly. It's especially since, I think, 1998, this got more important in a way. Basically, at a time when Al Jazeera stopped broadcasting the videos that were sent by Al-Qaeda, because it used to be that Al Jazeera would broadcast these videos in full length. At some point, they stopped to do this. And then when the internet came into play, they could use all their own video channels. And there are so many different terrorist groups. And to, let's say, somebody from Germany or France that is not so deep educated about terrorism, he can't put a difference on that. But for the terrorist groups, it's important to differentiate themselves from the other ones. We claim this attack, not you. And then there would also, some groups in Palestine especially, would send out claims of responsibility printed on paper with their own logo on it. This would then would be printed in a newspaper. And people would say, oh, okay, this logo, I know this group, I've seen it before. It's also very interesting, the founding letter of Al-Qaeda that was published in an Arabic newspaper in London has no logo in it whatsoever. But then again, Al-Qaeda, they don't have a logo as such. They have a very interesting approach to branding. It's almost as if it's not important to them, even though they do think like brand managers. With the Iraqi franchise that they had, at some point they send people over to Iraq and say, okay, well, you fight Americans there or the coalition forces. But then they see they become too independent. They don't listen anymore to Al-Qaeda Central, to the commands coming from Bin Laden and the people around him. They become brutal, and then Al-Qaeda publicly disassociates themselves from that group. I mean, this is, to name an absurd example, it's like if McDonald's, let's say, in some country would sell human meat, the McDonald's America would probably publicly disassociate themselves from this.
Muhammad's black flag is one that is in the background of many of the Islamic fundamentalist groups or the Islamic paramilitary groups.
The black flag that Muhammad used, according to some Islamic scholars, was just a black square that was a piece of clothes from one of his wives, Aisha, I think, and it was velvet. So basically the same material that is covering the Kaaba in Mecca. Now, there is different variations of this black flag used by many different Islamist groups, and some of these groups are even opposed to each other. The most famous flag is the one that we've seen a lot lately, is the flag used by ISIS with the Shahada, the Muslim Declaration of Belief on it, and the seal, the round white thing that has the words Muhammad, Rasul and Allah in it, which basically means it's the second part of the Muslim Declaration of Belief, and it means Muhammad, is the messenger of Allah. Now, it's quite a complicated issue with this black flag because many designs have been adopted. The Shahada that I just mentioned is also featured on the Saudi flag or on the flag of Hamas, which are green. And Al-Qaeda uses also a same flag that also features the Shahada. There was a paper, it's like a religious document published by Al-Qaeda in Iraq. This is some of the group members are now part of ISIS. In any case, they published a document, like a religious document, that says Muhammad's flag was black squared. Therefore, our flag is black squared now as well. They also say the white thing that I just mentioned, the white circle with the three words in it, is the seal that Muhammad used to seal the letters he would send to foreign leaders, to leaders of foreign countries. And this seal you can see in I think, in a museum in Istanbul somewhere in Turkey. I mean, ISIS now, for instance, in Syria, they have a different aspect. They have a territory, right? So for them, it's territorial branding that comes into play as well. They go into Syria, into a city, they immediately put up papers on the, everywhere on the street telling the woman how they should, what they should wear, like billboards. They put up billboards. They come in with their own police cars that have the logo on it. You see, Al-Qaeda has no territory as such. They were not doing that. So it's different. It's different groups. They have different needs. Like now, ISIS, they re-educate teachers and Islamic scholars and imams, and they give them a certificate that has the logo, that basically the black flag with the white circle on it. Al-Qaeda, they have no territory as such that they claim their own state. So they did not have these needs to do this kind of branding.
Arturo Bifus there, co-author of Branding Terror, and I'll have the second part of my conversation with Arturo next time when we talk about the uses to which his book might be put.